DeMario and Rachel are giving us Katie and what's that girl's name? Taylor Swift. And Black China is trying to cross the Mexican border in Rob's Range Rover. Stay tuned to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Reality Check.
Hello.
I refuse to dance to this.
Why? You're mad.
I mean, I'm just not here for Taylor, really. First of all, I can't with her formation video.
You seen the video? It hasn't come out yet.
I seen screenshots, which was enough.
You seen a picture?
I saw enough for Black Twitter to drag her through her mayonnaise. That's what I saw.
And she's saying, look what you made me do. I'm gonna be a number one. Everyone's so mad. Everyone's so mad for what?
This is so not...
Oh my God, the whole Beyonce thing, look, it was funny, I'm not gonna lie.
It is hilarious.
The mayo in my purse. I'm gonna take him to Cracker Barrel, like, it was fucking funny.
Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. You can follow me everywhere, Ashley Gray TV, hashtag Black Hollywood Live Reality Check.
Well, you can head me up right on over on social media.
Obviously, Jesse is team Taylor Swift, and I'm team I don't really care, but just to be messy, I'm going to be team Katy Perry.
I never cared about any of this at all. But then when I never knew Taylor deleted her Instagram or any of that. And I was like, she posted a snake. I'm like, why the fuck did this bitch? Which I don't listen to no Taylor Swift song, but this song was all the tea. If you really listen to that song, she was just like, hi, Katy Perry, I'm going to write a song, since you don't write your own. I'm going to write them. Write a song that could be a Katy Perry song, and I'm just going to shit on your life at the VMAs. I'm really excited to see the VMAs tonight for that specific reason. I just think it's funny.
Shout out to the AfterBuzz team who's covering the VMAs.
Nope, not tonight. Not happening.
Nick Gordon walked away free in a domestic violence case against his now current girlfriend.
Oh, we're starting with that. Okay.
Go. Yes. Because the girlfriend, and I wish it was, I could say the ex-girlfriend, but no, she's still with him. Because her girlfriend did not cooperate with the police officers in this case, he walked away a free man. Hence the bruises all over her body, yet he walks away free. Who do we blame in this situation?
Can't blame no one but yourself.
I mean.
At that point, you don't want to cooperate, but who knows what kind of threat he was saying. You know what I mean?
Listen, that raccoon needs to get his life together. And if that means him going to jail, you know what? Just send him to prison. If that means that he's going to prison, then let him go.
Let him go. Speaking of letting go, Bravo needs to let go Don't Be Tardy. And I cannot believe, I'm just saying it because I literally just saw it scrolling. I was like, because there was fucking horrible news this week. But fucking, why is Don't Be Tardy still on? People, who watches that? The people who fucking listen to Taylor Swift and buy her album.
You know, I'm going to be honest, I've never watched one episode of Don't Be Tardy for the party.
Me either. However, it comes out October 6th. So there you go.
Well, I'll be asleep.
Sure
and
will.
I'm not even going to wake up for it.
Nope.
Anyway, so Catch Me Outside girl, Danielle Bregoli, I think it's her name, came for Willow Smith. Honey, so Willow Smith was on...
Willow Smith, was she even receiving it? Like,
she was like on IG Live or something like that. And Danielle Bregoli said, and Willow Smith, just for you guys who don't know, to give you a visual for our listeners, she has like dreadlocks in right now. And she had them up in like a messy bun. So Danielle Bregoli commented, you done whipped your hair back and forth too many times and got your head effed up.
Oh. You know, why did she say that? She just came. What did she say? What did Will Smith say?
She didn't say anything. She just
came in there and was like, yo.
Yeah.
How about that? I'm like, bitch, what?
I think that what she's doing is she's trying to stay relevant. She's just doing things to get attention put on. Like,
she's
talking about it right now. She has a new single
called
out.
These Hoes.
I believe. So I think that. But come on, Willow, out of all people. Why are you messing with Willow?
Because it's her name. Willow ain't checking for you, girl.
Ain't.
You were watching her.
Right. And then while you talking about her hair, I'm pretty sure in about a couple of months you're going to have dreads. Or some kind of black.
She needs something, bitch.
Something.
The way she be fucking dyeing her hair and scrunching, putting that fucking, what's it called? The gel scrunch up in there.
Anyway, so what happened with Rachel and DeMario?
I know you want to know. I'm like,
how did
she
I
missed
miss
it this week, y'all?
I have the tea. What happened?
All right, so basically, and there was this podcast, and DeMario was on it, and they were talking about Rachel, and he basically came out to be like, well, you know, Rachel, from the beginning, like, we knew, like, you know, me and my brothers, we was talking, like, we know it's going to come down to, like, two of the black, token black guys, and it's going to be me and Eric, and, you know, but she was going to pick all these white guys, and he said Brian and Peter. And he was like, and look, it came down. The only reason she picked Brian over Peter was for whatever reason. And he was like, she just, you know, when you meet Rachel, you just kind of know she has that white boy swag. Like, that's
first of all, Rachel had never dated a white guy before she became a contestant on The Bachelor.
So Rachel,
boop! First of all, DeMario, don't make me have to come for you because you had that girl come on the show,
which is exactly what Rachel said. Rachel posted on his Instagram and says the guy that dated Lexi, a white woman.
Yeah,
DeMario never knew me and still doesn't. Talk about someone who's trying to keep their name relevant,
and talk about someone who's trying to clean up their image. Like, this is not going to get you any points, especially in the black community, who's going to be supporting you the most, because white people ain't checking for you, DeMario. They're not, and you just lost that spot on E. Ooh. Just saying. Like, he's trying to Terrence J his way to the top, and you, no one's checking for you anymore. And it's, why would you make comments like this, like, just to stay relevant? Mm-hmm. It's mind-boggling.
Speaking of Terrence J, he did the hosting for the Floyd Mayweather fight, which Floyd won, apparently. I didn't watch it, you know what I mean?
You know what? People were saying that the fight was fixed, and that, like, McGregor threw the fight. Can we talk about his yonder area? Did you see where, like...
I didn't watch it.
You didn't have to watch it to see that.
Oh, all right. What was it? Was he real excited to play?
Yes. Oh. He was... Well, he wasn't real excited, but he was excited. Boink. Yeah, but people were saying that he threw the fight.
It was like an Energizer button. Like Energizer, a worm. Like a battery.
Like a worm. Mm. Not even... Yeah.
A little Duracell dick.
He lost.
Girl, okay, wait. So you want to hear what my fight night story? So I really tried to go watch the fight, but my homegirl, Aaliyah, she didn't have her TV. She just bought a new TV, so she's trying to fix the TV. I got there. We pull up to the fuck. I pull up to her apartment complex. Yeah. She comes out. Her dog's off leash. The dog starts running. She goes. She picks up the dog. Well, she screams his name. She's like, Henry! She goes and picks up. All of a sudden, a cop jeep pulls up onto the sidewalk with fucking high beams and the fucking searchlights on. It's like... Bitch, we look like raccoons. We was like, what? What's
looking like Nick Gordon.
What's up? They're like, everyone freeze. We're like, wait, what is happening? Like, I'm like, I have a blunt in my bag. Like, what's going to happen to me? I don't have a card.
It's California. No one cares about the blunt in your bag, Jesse.
I have anxiety. I'm like, I'm with a black girl. Like, don't you?
She looks white, but.
Well, she does. She didn't wear her fucking tongue last night. She was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? I'm like, oh my God, great. I'm like, officer.
So why were they there?
They said we heard screaming. I'm like, you just screamed for a fucking dog. They said it sounded like a man's name, Henry.
Well, it does sound like a man's name.
So then he's like, what's your last names? You know?
Oh, no, I don't have to tell you anything, sir. Sorry.
Total white.
But I know my rights.
Total white woman. I was like, my last name is... She's like, what are you doing?
Nope. I'm like, nope.
But mind you, so it was an Asian man and then a white man. And so she gonna call the white man Hitler. She's like, sir, you're nice, but Hitler over here keeps telling us what to do. So they're like, okay, whatever. We have you on camera. That's why we need you guys to state your name. We're like, why are we on camera?
No, nope,
like,
I don't think so, officer.
Girl.
Oh, the.
So then we was about to turn. I'm like, girl, let's just turn, go inside. So as we get about to go, she goes, I'm not putting my code into the gate until Hitler leaves.
Seriously, like, she's being smart. People, like, the officers, I wish that I did have, like, full trust in, like, men and women who are supposed to protect, like, and serve, but
bitch,
no.
I thought it was Jurassic Park. Like, the way they drove up on the ground, like, what the fuck?
Heck no.
With the searchlights, no. So then we get inside, we're trying to fix the fucking TV. Now, she's, like, a little paranoid, so she has cameras outside of her apartment, and all of a sudden we hear this, like, ruckus happening outside. These people have watched the fight and all of a sudden started, like, fighting outside.
Where does she live?
Girl, in, like, Calabasas. I'm like, what is happening?
Kylie and Kendall out there fighting over this new merch they done put out that excuse me, but now she done got the Spanish speakers upset, honey, because I want to call them Mexicans. They may be Dominican, Puerto Rican, or whatever. I just want to be culturally inclusive. But they are mad talking about Kylie and Kendall just put out this new merch, and it's basically just like a flanneled button-up. And people were saying, like, oh, now they're, like, culturally appropriating off of, like, chulos, I guess is what you call them, C-H-U-L-O.
Wait, is this on their pages?
Yeah. So I was like, that
does
is.
It, but is it like they're doing the makeup like it, or is it like just a flannel?
Well, it's like, you know, it looks like this. And I totally can see where they're coming from. Yeah. But also, it's like, if you watch.
The one button thing is kind
of
like.
But if you watch Friday, any of the Friday movies or Friday After Next, like a lot of black people in the hood, they wear this too. A lot of people in the 90s did wear this. I think that they're just unoriginal in something like this.
It's like Aaliyah. Everyone's celebrating Aaliyah. Let's put the flannels out.
Yeah. So I don't necessarily think that they're appropriating anything. I just think that they lack creativity and they're morons.
And like, that's okay. The appropriation thing. Like, that's where I was like, everyone was so mad at Taylor Swift for a picture. Like, we don't even know what the fucking video is.
Well, look, she did sort her dancers like she sorts her laundry. It went from dark to light. Okay, and there was a clear distinction between the left side and the right side.
Really?
Did.
Oh, I didn't see all that.
Synced
picture.
It.
I seen the picture with the black guy and the white guy on each side.
Didn't.
So anyways, or he was Hispanic. What's it called? But I'm here for it because I was just like, everyone's so mad. But then it's like when Beyonce fucking copies all these European artists' performances, nobody says nothing. Nobody says anything. And Beyonce be doing out here and we're all like, yes, oh my God. But there ain't no memes about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, leave the little fucking girl alone. Like, she fucking out here. She's mad at her little white friend.
Let me just say that Katy Perry can be very vindictive and manipulative. And don't just say leave her alone.
Not Katy Perry, Taylor Swift.
I mean, Taylor Swift, yes. So, no, people want to come for her and drag her through the mud, then let her get dirty.
Yeah, but come for her for, like, legit things. Like, whenever I try to ask somebody why they're mad at Taylor Swift, they're like, she copied Beyonce.
I mean, I'm not mad at her. She's a cat lady, and I am too, so we have that one love.
But, did you see the Katy Perry Swish Swish video?
I mean, I'm not team Katy Perry either because I feel like she got real black for a second.
She copied Space
Jam. And then she all of a sudden wants to be white again like Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus put up her big booty. She hung it on the hanger and she's done. She's back to being Miley.
Hannah Montana again, guys.
Montana. Wait, let's just keep it real.
To Cardi B, too, for the Mayweather fight. She performed the little halftime situation.
Shout out to Mr. Ray from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, because that's how I watched the fight, was through his IG Live. Honey.
I'm not going to lie. There was so many people.
I was like, yes. And then he was like, y'all, I'm about to take a smoke break. I'm like, no, bro, you need to prop us up on the couch so that we can finish watching. So shout out to him because honey, I saw the entire fight because of Mr. Red.
How long was it? Because the last one, wasn't it like mad quick?
I mean, I woke up. It wasn't like the beginning of the fight, so I don't know how long they have been doing it. I'm not into boxing. I don't know how many rounds it is. I think it's three. I don't know, but I was watching it for like a half an hour.
Is it only three rounds?
Who knows? I don't. Who knows? Sorry, guys. I really don't. But Cardi B did have a clapback. I'm just going to paraphrase and I didn't want to read it. So someone left under Cardi B's video, like, why do you talk like that? Like, you just, like, don't represent yourself well. Like, what? It's unfortunate that young girls are looking up to you. And so Cardi B was like, but you just waste, like, 10 minutes writing a paragraph of not, and I'm not on World Star right now, because the person said, like, the only reason that I know of you is because I follow the World Star page and they post trash. So obviously you will be on there.
Well, bitch, why are you following it? Like, are you sitting at the fucking dump?
The Shade Room post trash and I follow it because I like to be in the mess. Honey, I don't like to be in the dumpster, but I like to peek in.
Sure, yeah. I'll take a little peek.
Wait, what's going on? Ooh.
Take my little stick, look over there, see if I can recycle anything.
But you know what? Cardi B is not my kind of people, but she's entertaining. But I will have to admit that, you know, I don't know if this is just like a character that she plays, because you know when Nicki Minaj first came out, she was just like this, outlandish.
I did an interview with her and she was really like, I saw her for probably out there for like an hour and 15 minutes because I watched her with somebody else. But she was really cool. And like, she definitely is like young. Like, she's young, and she's growing up, and that was...
Young, like 19, 20, because that's when you get a pass. When you hit 24, 25, you know better. So I'm thinking, hopefully it's a character.
Everyone's experiences are different in life, and, like, I feel like when she starts to really get it, it's going to click for her.
Just like Nicki Minaj. Like, she did a complete transformation. Mm-hmm. Like, when she first came out, it's literally night and day. Yeah. And now she's much more sophisticated in her artistry than she was when she first came out.
And I definitely do believe the No Flags verse had a little to Cardi. Even though she denies it, she's like, I wrote that months ago, girl. And Cardi was out here months ago and people were doing a little comparison. So,
Do you think that Yandy Smith is pregnant?
Just like Ray J, do we care?
Like, listen, it was a dry dry week for reality TV. I do have to agree with you. I don't care. But let's talk about it for a little bit, because sometimes I look 6 months pregnant after eating. And that was her excuse. Too. She was like, guys, chill out. Like, I'm not pregnant. Like, I was just bloated, blah, blah, blah. I feel you, girl.
Yeah, because I feel like you. She would say if she was. Like, yeah. What she got to hide?
And we don't really care, so there's that.
Another thing we really don't care about. So American Idol's reboot is going to be coming after next year's Emmys. And basically they're just like in such a hot mess right now. They really want Lionel Richie, and he's like, look, y'all ain't gonna pay me enough. So then they
went, about we do Nicole Richie? I live for her personality. She is so funny, and she gives like she that. She just gives everything. She'd be like everything. A Paula Abdul. Even better.
Yeah, like a more cundier. Because
she's just
Paula
like,
Abdul.
What's going on with this? Like, what? Okay, sure. And then literally will turn around in her chair like, like, she gives so much personality. I love her so, but it's like dry. Mm-hmm. But listen, if you can't get Lionel, then go ahead and go with Nicole.
No, girl, they done went back in their recycling bin. And they was looking. They was like, so Paula Abdul's willing to come back.
Of course she is. She's not doing anything else but getting high. Bless her heart. It's Sunday. I need to stop.
I was like... Because I actually thought if Paula Abdul, Lionel Richie, and who the fuck was the third person? We don't even know who the third. Oh, Katie. No.
Jesus. They don't know yet.
It's Katy Perry.
Oh. Hey, kitty cat.
American Idol, like, the more I think about it, like, why did you pay her $25 million? She makes more than Kelly Ripa.
Oh my gosh, I live for Kelly.
Yeah, but Kelly Ripa been doing the same job for how many years? Like, and Katy Perry's like, one swoop, like, swish, swish, bitch. And then they're also talking about Charlie Puth.
Who is that?
Exactly. Like, he just released a fucking song now. Like, what?
Bitch, that sounds like something you do after work in a toilet. Girl. Charlie Poop. Bloop. Hey, Charlie. I'm going to have to Google him. I don't know who he is.
Speaking of plooping on out of here, Miss Black China and Rob had a custody.
Honey, she was running for the border. Hola, ¿cómo está? Hola, China, el negro. Oh my God. That bitch was gone.
She was like, whatever. They were in Century City dealing with these custody negotiations, and Rob was being a pussy. This is all allegedly
conspiracy theory.
You know, but here we are in the messy table. Messy Jesse. So anyways, apparently Rob was looking from above in one of the lawyer's office, and he saw his range pull up, and he was like, oh, I'm not going to go down till Black leaves. And so Black came down. She was looked agitated or whatever. And she was like, and she came down. She was going to hop on into the Range Rover and drive it on off. Bitch, she was about to be gone with the wind, fabulous, and say, catch me outside.
How about that? Like, listen, China, you have enough. Like, I just feel like girl, once you collect all the coins that you need to, like, sustain yourself for the next 5 years or so,
figurines.
Then I think you just need to stop while you are ahead, because now you're about to get caught up in some weave, and it's going to be a tangled mess, and honey, you ain't going to be able to detangle that. Girl. Like, Miss Jessie's ain't going to be able to help you. Shea Moisture, even though we don't mention that name anymore. Nothing's going to help you. Coconut oil. You're just going to be a tangled mess, honey. Stop while you are ahead with your door stoppers.
Girl, go to Shark Tank, see if they'll take them. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what are we using? Nutcrackers. Maybe the holiday season.
Oh, you could between your thighs.
Boom.
Stripper crackers.
You don't even have to give me no percentage off of that. Hey. Just do, and it's like legit nutcrackers. Pun intended. So, oh my gosh, Nick and Vanessa call it a quits. Now,
I know this was your life. You was all into Nick.
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't. Well, like, didn't like Nick. You,
exactly.
He's but, like, such he a douchebag.
Exactly.
I predicted this.
Pulling from it.
All of America predicted this. So let me give you the tea. Nick is the bachelor from last season.
I would love for you to meet him. I just think it would be an interesting conversation.
It sure would. Catch me outside. How about that? So it was between Vanessa and Rachel, and Nick chose Vanessa. Vanessa's a snooze fest. We all knew that it wasn't going to work out, but then we also knew that Nick was not in it for the right reasons. Even though he's 37 years old, he's completely immature, not ready for marriage or any type of commitment, and they broke up recently. Ooh. This is not allegedly. It's a fact.
A fact.
That's a fact. Honestly, truly, they broke up. And now he's probably trying to be on, like, Famously Single, or, like, he's probably going to make an appearance on Bachelor in Paradise this season. Hopefully or Dancing. With, no, he was on Dancing back. With the Stars already.
Cool.
Well, so long. See ya. Gotta
so
be
long,
out, Nick.
Farewell.
Are those all of your... So let's talk about Catfish.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't see what happened.
Well, it wasn't even necessarily something that you had to see happen, but shout out to Nev Schulman and Max Joseph from Catfish. They were rocking, I think the episode premiered earlier in this week, and one of them had on Attention, and then the other one had on Black Lives Matter. Power to the people. People sometimes...
It was there for the new show with the, like, the cyberbullying?
No, I think... It was Catfish. Yeah, it was... I thought that there was gonna... I don't know when that's premiering. I don't know if that's, like, a thing yet.
Oh. Yeah.
It could be. I don't know. Anyway, yep, that's all.
Reality TV.
Look, we should know, but we're like, I don't know.
Don't really care. we hope you don't.
Yeah. Oh, but you guys do check out Love and Hip Hop Hollywood on Monday. And shout out to Mr. Ray. He's a friend of Black Hollywood Alive.
Oh my God.
And hopefully he tears Zell up. Like, this is getting ridiculous. Zell is such a bully.
Wait, so what was the last episode?
Oh, honey. The last episode was when Zell was laid out on the table. But in the previews for Monday's episode, like, him and what's the girl's name?
Keisha Cole.
No, the other one that hangs out with Moniece, too. I don't know. No, not Moniece. Who cares? So
Masika.
They were Masika. Yeah, they're all at the nail shop, Zell and Masika, and then Mr. Ray comes in, and Mr. Ray says to Masika, "Oh, I'm so happy that you're rescuing animals from the Humane Society." And Zell's like, "Oh, really? What animal am I? What animal am I so I can be that?" And then Mr. Ray's like, "What, like a Tasmanian devil?" Zell got up and charged Mr. Ray. I'm like, this is insane. I feel like this is, like, the best thing that could have happened to Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Right. Like, just their storyline is so interesting.
And yes. Look how they act. Can we get one little nice gay on it? Like,
hey. Well, the girl.
Well, yeah,
the girl's, like, really
girl.
Sweet. And like... she white. I'm like, Lord, look really? At the black gays. Acting a fool. Acting a plum fool. But you know what? It makes for good television. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to watch clips because I'm not going to watch a full episode. And that's it. Hashtag Black Hollywood Live. You can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. Jesse, where can everyone find me?
Everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
I mean, it's true.
Yep. Mike's still on.
Supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.